You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Rangers for MLB.com. T.R., happy Tuesday.
Hey, Danny, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm ready to rock and roll. We got a lot to talk about, T.R., because you, along with 29 of our other reporters, put on your projection hats, and we're going to be talking lineups, rotations, and bullpens as if the season started today. And the Rangers, TR, have a lineup that's basically untouched, intact, but it doesn't mean that things are set in stone. So if the season started today, TR, who can fans expect to be in the opening day lineup?
Well, my best guess would be Delino DeShields in center, Elvis Andrus at short, Shin-Soo Chu at DH, Adrian Beltre at third base, Nomar Mazara in right field, Joey Gallo at first base, Robin Chitrinos at catcher, Rougned Odor at second base, and Willie Calhoun in left field. It's a lineup that's got some youth and experience, it's got some power, and it's got some speed. It's got a lot of strikeouts and probably not enough walks, so there's some work to be done there. This is a lineup that depended heavily on home runs last year and needs to have a little bit more balance, which is why they really like a guy like Delino DeShields at the top of their order. If Gallo and Mazara and DeShields really come into their own this year, I mean, this could be a lineup that scores 800, 900 runs and really make the Rangers the offensive power that they usually are.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Shields a little bit later in the podcast, TR, but we'll move on to the rotation. Now, we've talked a lot about the rotation and the Rangers knowing that they probably needed to bring in another guy, another arm, but we've got Cole Hamels, Martin Perez, Doug Fister, Mike Minor, Matt Moore. We also talked about Matt Bushman maybe getting a chance to get into that starting rotation, but is this the set group of guys that do we see anything changing come opening day?
Yeah, Danny, I think there could be changes. The key guy here in all this is Mike Minor. He's been a pitcher in the past for the Atlanta Braves, but last year he was a reliever for the Kansas City Royals, and he was very, very good. You know, the Rangers signed him with the idea of putting him in the rotation, but you know, if they go out and get somebody else, I mean, everybody knows Yu Darvish is still unsigned, and Jake Arrieta, and even if they don't play at the top of the free agent market, which they say they won't, there's still other free agents there to be had. You know, Minor could end up in the bullpen and be an extremely valuable piece. So to say that this rotation is set, that may not be the case. And then on the other hand, they still have they still need to go out and get some depth. They need some, whether, you know, some of these guys that you bring in on minor league contracts like they did in the past with A.J. Griffin and Jeremy Guthrie, guys like that, they still need some depth even if they don't go out and get another frontline starter.
Okay, and you mentioned the bullpen, TR. I'm looking at names like Alex Claudio, Jake Diekman, who's on the comeback trail, Keone Akella. Could you give a grade for the bullpen, and could you name the closer for the Rangers?
I give the Rangers bullpen a B because I can't name the closer.
Okay.
Look, Alex Claudio was the closer at the end of last year. He did a very good job. I mean, he was the Rangers pitcher of the year. He's going to be honored at the midwinter banquet on January 19th. I mean, this guy did a terrific job. The problem is he doesn't throw 100 miles an hour, 95 miles an hour. And that seems to be a prerequisite for closers these days. You know, 30, 40 years ago, he would have fit in with a guy like Dan Quisenberry or Sparky Lyle or somebody like that. So, you know, they got some power arms there. Matt Bush being prominent among them, Jake Diekman, Keone Akella, who would be a great closer if he could stay healthy. So they got plenty of candidates, even if they don't go out and find a high-priced one on the free agent market. It's just a matter of, you know, going to spring training and sorting it out and finding out who it is. But, you know, this could be a very good bullpen if everybody could stay healthy.
Okay, so still some question marks heading into spring training, but hopefully the Rangers can sort all of that out. Now, another thing that's going on in Rangerland right now, TR, is that the Rangers are going into business with the Nippon Ham Fighters in Japan, and Nick Martinez just signed with them. So we saw Shohei Ohtani come from them and make a huge splash here. Yu Darvish, as you mentioned earlier, who could potentially have a reunion with the Rangers, but the Rangers and the Nippon Ham Fighters will be sharing scouting reports and other baseball operation information. Why is this a good move for the Rangers?
Well, Danny, it's basically expanding your information base. That's a simple matter. I mean, you know, this is not the Ham Fighters are not going to be a Rangers farm system. It doesn't work that way. They're not going to be a farm team. The okay. Rangers are not going to be able to go and get whatever fighters they want and bring them over to the big leagues.
Okay.
The Nick Martinez signing with the Fighters was just a great move on his part. It had nothing to do with this relationship. Basically, what this does is give the Rangers, you know, extra information, a bigger base of information, and it does the same way for the Fighters. You know, not only baseball information, but medical information. Both teams are building new ballparks, so that's definitely going to be a part of the whole picture, the two teams sharing information. So basically it's a relationship based on information more than anything else. You know, for Nick Martinez, it's just a fabulous move for him. I mean, this kid was, you know, been up and down with the Rangers over the past 4 years, you know, made about 68 starts for them. Kept going up and down for the minor leagues. This gives him a chance maybe for a year or two to go there, pitch every week, once a week in a six-man rotation, work on his craft, have some success. And we've seen it work out in the past for so many pitchers. Colby Lewis, obviously the most prominent one. Miles Mikolas, who just signed a big contract with the Cardinals, is another. Tony Barnett, you know, on and on and on. Doug Miller had a great story on that on MLB.com. So I think this is a great career move for Nick Martinez, and for the Rangers, it's just a way of expanding their information base.
All right, TR, I want to spotlight Lorenzo Cain. He's a hot name right now on the free agent market, which is standing still. We're all still waiting. The hot stove is still really not that hot. But when it comes to the Rangers, let's say the Rangers pick him up and Lorenzo Cain is playing center field. Well, in the depth chart, we've got Delino DeShields and Drew Robertson. And we've talked about DeShields and his need to improve his defense, but Cain could come in and take his spot. John Daniels said he wanted to give players, younger position players, an opportunity. So if Cain comes in, what does DeShields do? What happens in that situation?
Well, first of all, the Cain rumor is just a rumor. I mean, that may have been floated out there by his agent trying to drum up business. You know, the Rangers are playing it pretty close to the vest. And, you know, they've talked about maybe they go out and get a center fielder who could help them defensively. Right now, I think the plan is still for DeShields to play center and maybe Drew Robinson push him a little bit, Willie Calhoun in left, and Brian Rua out there as well. If they were to sign Cain, you know, then DeShields goes over to left field maybe to compete with Calhoun for a spot, all four of them there. It's hard to say right now. The Rangers are under a lot of pressure to get more starting pitching. I think that's still their focus, and I think they still want to reinforce their bullpen. You know, maybe they end up getting Lorenzo Cain as a way to just improve the overall ball club rather than one specific area. But right now, I still think DeShields is going to be the starting center fielder.
All right. Putting that rumor to rest is our friend T.R. Sullivan. Listen, if you need to get your Rangers fixed, you can go to Rangers.com and check out all of T.R.'s work and the incredible work that's being done about the Rangers. I'm Danny Wexelman with T.R. Sullivan. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.